I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 14th. A pickup truck crashed right into a house in Quincy early today. Police say it happened on Lafayette Street near the intersection with Furnace Brook Parkway just after 1:30 this morning. The truck struck the foundation of a porch on the house and also took down a utility pole. There were no injuries reported. State police are handling the investigation, and further details are still unavailable. One person died yesterday in a construction accident at Brockton Hospital that has been closed for months following a fire. Brockton and state police were called to the area of Quincy Ave and Libby Street on Signature Healthcare's Brockton Hospital property just after noontime. A bobcat skid steer had apparently tipped forward in a trench beside the building's foundation. 63-year-old Roger Porter of East Sandwich was killed in the incident. Porter was not driving the bobcat, but was working alongside the vehicle to level gravel inside the trench when the machine fell onto him. OSHA is investigating and is inspecting LMA Services Company in response to the incident. Porter was an employee for that Stoughton-based company. A February fire in a transformer room at Brockton Hospital caused no injuries, but forced the closure of that facility. A 31-year-old man is accused of trying to steal a bicycle in the parking lot of the MBTA Transit Police headquarters. Devin White of Braintree was attempting to cut the lock off a bicycle that was affixed to a pole by 10 o'clock Monday morning. It was not a police bicycle. White was arrested at the scene, taken 20 yards for booking. Transit Police said they found an additional pair of bolt cutters on White. White was charged with attempted larceny of a bicycle and possession of burglarious tools. The Quincy Planning Board today will be reviewing proposals for three large developments. Officials will continue discussing a proposal to tear down the Wollaston Lutheran Church on Hancock Street and replace it with a new church, social service community center, education center, with three apartments above. There would also be a six-car parking garage. Also on today's agenda, a proposal to tear down a 17-room lodging house and a single-family home on Winter Street in Quincy Point and build a new five-story, 34-unit apartment building for extremely low-income individuals. Caritas Communities of Braintree is the developer. And officials will hear proposal to tear down a commercial building at 21 Totman Street in South Quincy and replace that with a new four-story, 32-unit apartment building with a parking garage under. That proposal from Galvin Commercial Holdings. The planning board will meet at 6 p.m. in the first floor meeting room of Old City Hall. 2 months into what some consider the toughest job in state government, new general manager of the MBTA, Philip Eng, is highlighting the progress, acknowledging the problems, and discussing the work that still needs to be done. Eng said his priority will always be improving service and reliability. And on the T, that means doing what it takes to lift the speed restrictions that still plague much of the system. The T plans to lift the slow zones on the blue line by November. Eng said riders on all lines can expect more transparency from the T, including more announcements on trains during delays. Eng also knows the problems at the agency are hard to ignore, from falling infrastructure to another derailment this week on the Green Line. Eng said a big part of doing it right is doing it safely. The T is currently working with federal officials to make sure close calls don't happen to T employees, especially as they desperately try to recruit more of them. He admits there's still a long way to go to get the T back on track, says he is up for the challenge. Fluoride, a chemical added to drinking water for dental health, is once again being added to the water flowing into millions of Boston area homes. The Massachusetts Water Resources Authority said yesterday that it resumed adding fluoride to the water system. That treatment was paused in March to allow crews to replace equipment that adds the chemical to the region's drinking water. Fluoride has been added to the region's water since the 1970s. It's recommended by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention because it reduces tooth decay. The MWRA treats water from the Quabbin and Wachusett reservoirs at the John J. Carroll Treatment Plant in Marlboro. In addition to adding fluoride, the process includes disinfection and adjusting the pH to make the water less corrosive, so it's less likely to leach lead from home plumbing. Water from the MWRA serves approximately 3.1 million people across 53 communities, including Quincy. Manatt Community Health Center will be hosting a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday, June 23rd at 9 a.m. to celebrate the opening of the Radiology Center at Manatt Community Health in partnership with Boston Medical Center at Manatt's North Quincy practice on West Quantum Street. The Radiology Center is located on the first floor and will provide patients with convenient access to high-quality X-ray and mammography screenings. Project was completed with funding support from the City of Quincy's Community Development Block Grant Program, U.S. Health Resources and Services Administration, American Rescue Plan Act, Health Infrastructure Support Grant, the Mass Development Community Health Center Grant Program. The June 23rd celebration will include a brief speaking program, followed by the ribbon-cutting, tours, and light refreshments. The community is welcome. A preliminary date has been set for the annual Massachusetts sales tax holiday weekend. State Senate President Karen Spilka told the State House News Service lawmakers plan to set August 12th and 13th as the legally required tax-free weekend for 2023. Most items under $2,500 bought on those days will be exempt from the 6.25% sales tax. The holiday weekend was made permanent in 2018 in an effort to boost small business around the state by getting people out to shop. Sales tax will still apply for anyone going out to eat at a restaurant. Same goes for buying a car or a boat, regardless of price. And there will also still be taxes in place for alcohol and marijuana sales. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 145. The NASDAQ up 111. The S&P adding 30. Asian stocks mixed after a cooler reading on U.S. inflation buoyed hopes that the Fed will postpone a possible interest rate hike. Dollars down. The euro's flat. Oil at $69 a barrel. Sports. Rockies beat the Red Sox again, and again they did it in 10 innings at Fenway last night, 7-6. The series continues tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some scattered thunderstorms around this afternoon, high of 81 degrees, maybe some lingering storms this evening, a low of 58. Tomorrow, a chance for an isolated storm in the afternoon, a high of 79. Same thing Friday, scattered storms, high 80. And showers around Saturday, high of 72. For the boater, waves a couple of feet, wind out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, becomes southeasterly, 10 to 15 knots later today, and a high tide right after 9 a.m. Sunrise, 5:06, sets at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, June 14th.